An experiment by psychologists from Cambridge University involving Facebook users has found that computers can be better at predicting our personality than our own friends and family. Researchers say data on social media could build an accurate picture of a user's character based on their likes. More details from our health reporter, Michelle Roberts.
Researchers at Cambridge University in the UK and Stanford University in the US say artificial intelligence is beginning to outpace humans when it comes to assessing personality. They pitted man against machine, using a computer versus friends and family to judge a person's character. And by looking for clues on a social networking website to understand the individual's likes and passions, the computer came out top. By analysing just 10 Facebook likes, the computer was able to outperform a work colleague as a character witness.
Now, are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter? Have you ever thought about what your online profile says about you? Well, researchers at Cambridge University have devised a way to tell your personality, to tell what you're like, simply by looking at your Facebook likes. And it is surprisingly, slightly terrifyingly accurate. David Stillwell is from the Psychometrics Centre at the University of Cambridge and was one of the authors of a new study. Morning, David.
Good morning.
So explain, first of all, for people who maybe aren't on Facebook or who don't use it a lot, what is a Facebook like?
So Facebook like is that thumbs up icon that you've seen. So you can like pretty much anything in the world in existence. I mean, you can like brands, you can like music, you can like films, you know, I mean, anything sort of consumer oriented, there'll be a page that you can like.
Okay. And what have you been looking into?
We've been looking at the relationship between people's likes and their psychology or their personality. And what we found is that with just an average person, an average person's number of likes, which is about 220.
220?
Yes, it's amazing how much they add up over time. So, I mean, if you like 40 per year and then you've been on it for 5 years, then you've already got 200 likes. I mean, it's very easy to think, you know, I'm not on Facebook that often, but as I say, they sort of build up over time.
Okay. And so what can you tell from what people like?
Well, so we use some machine learning algorithms to see quite, you know, how accurate we could be. And it came out with a number. But then the question is, what does that number really mean in human terms?
Yeah.
So we decided to compare it to how a person can assess someone else's personality. So is the computer better than, let's say, someone's wife, someone's family, someone's friend or someone's work colleague at predicting personality? And what we found is that with the average number of Facebook likes, which is, again, about 220, the computer is almost exactly as accurate as someone's spouse, which is more accurate than someone's family, more accurate than someone's friend, and way more accurate than someone's work colleague. So actually, with just 10 likes, the computer can be as accurate as someone's work colleague.
Really? Really? So a computer which hasn't got, you know, a brain and doesn't have emotions, it can define and tell people's personalities better than someone who's actually met you?
Well, that's one of the kind of interesting things for the future. So we're trying to, I mean, you know, researchers are trying to design AI that can work with us as humans rather than, you know, rather than just see us as sort of, you know, as other machines. And what this suggests is that the computer can treat you like a person with your own personality. So, I mean, it makes available sort of the scenario from the film Her, where a guy starts dating his very advanced AI.
Yeah, I mean, I find this slightly frightening. Is there an element of you that finds it slightly frightening that kind of dumb machines can tell so much about us?
Yes, I mean, it's certainly different people find it more frightening than others. I mean, I certainly find it quite creepy.
Yeah.
From my perspective, the important thing is that when people are actually making these kinds of predictions and when companies are using them to target advertising or when they're using them to kind of personalize our online experiences in other ways, that they should tell us that that's what they're doing. And then that makes it a lot more transparent and it makes me a lot more comfortable with what's being done with my data. So at the moment, the trouble is you put your data into, you know, various online programs, you know, into your search engine history, into your email, as well as social networks. And these companies kind of hoover up your data and they do things with it and we don't know what it is. So I'd like to see more transparency from companies so that, you know, if you get an advert that's been targeted at you for a specific reason, perhaps they can tell you what that reason is and then that makes it a lot less creepy.
Have you sort of put your own Facebook profile through this mathematics?
Well, as you can imagine, since I'm the author, I made sure that my profile is pretty accurate.
Right, okay. So what did it tell you about yourself? Was it pretty accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it matched my kind of my self-report. So when I fill in the questionnaire and when I get the online system, then they seem to match up pretty accurately.
Match up exactly. Oh, that's scary. I find that a bit scary. Maybe you don't. I don't know. David Stillwell there from the Psychometric Centre at the University of Cambridge, one of the authors of this new study into how your Facebook likes are uncannily good at predicting what you are actually like in real life. On some occasions, better than your own husband or your own wife at describing your personality.